takes Sophie and Justin back with you on Coffee with the Coaches. This is episode number 4, and this week we are going to chat about, tackle the much talked about topic of preparing for and completing Murph.
So Murph is on Monday, and we're going to open the doors at 8 o'clock in the morning. You guys can come on in anywhere between 8 and like 8:20. And then at 8:30, we will do kind of a dynamic warm-up together. After that, we will, we actually have a special guest coming in doing a little performance. So that will be fun.
An interpretive dance.
Yeah, not that. So definitely, that's one reason to come, just that alone. So that will be probably like 7:45, and then we'll start heats around 9 o'clock. So we'll definitely separate you guys, you know, have those guys go first that are doing it. What do we do? People that are splitting it up go first?
All the way through go first.
Yep. And then people who are splitting it up will go second, and then maybe we'll do a third heat depending on kind of how many people are coming in. So arrive anywhere between 8 and 8:20. We'll do a dynamic warm-up at 8:30 all together, and then we'll do a little opening ceremony, and then you guys will rock and roll.
Which brings us to our list of the week, which are, it's going to be 5 tips to help you crush your Memorial Day Murph. And tip number 1 is, I think, the most important one, which is be realistic and have an idea of, one, what you're capable of, and how much training and preparation you've put into this year's Murph. And I'll be the bad guy and tell you that if you've done no training and you plan on drinking 12 beers at a cookout the day before, coming in and doing Murph RX is a bad idea. Total, Murph is 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then you finish with a mile run. And those are a lot of reps. So over the course of the 45 minutes it takes someone to complete Murph, training and preparing for Murph goes a long way. So a couple of ideas that we have as coaches is you can partition it out. So you can do rounds of Cindy, which is 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 air squats. Or you can do 10 rounds of a bigger version of Cindy, 10 pull-ups, 20 push-ups, 30 air squats. It's totally up to you, but partitioning them out is a great idea. And the most fun way to partition them out is with a partner. So I think Sophie's doing Murph with Lanson this year. I am doing Murph with Lisa this year because I've done enough Murphs. And the volume of Murph is extreme, and I feel it the next couple of days after that. So think about being realistic. Think about training and how much training you've put in. And then that weekend, if you aren't actually thinking about Murph with your hydration and your diet, which means we're trying to tell you as many times as possible to drink as much water before you come into Murph, doing it RX straight through is probably a bad idea.
Right. So that's tip 1. Be realistic and scale or break it up. Tip 2 is kind of right at the get-go, you have that mile run. So we say this a lot in class, don't come out too hot. This is definitely a workout where that run is almost kind of like a warm-up. You know, you start kind of slow at 65% and then start to pick it up a little bit as you feel more comfortable, especially if you're wearing that weight vest. I mean, that definitely slows you down a little bit. So definitely pace that first row so you can come in and not be exhausted by the time you start your pull-ups.
There's nothing like coming in to do pull-ups with incredibly high heart rate.
Right. You don't want to get your heart rate spiked. So that first mile will feel good. You'll feel like you can push it, but, you know, again, I recommend kind of holding back. And then the second mile is always fun. Be careful on the way down the scary stairs on the back door because your legs will be jello. So just be really aware of that. I know for me personally, I go out the door and I just try to move really slowly till about the street. And then, but when I get back to the street, I get my feet under me a little bit more, and then I can, you know, push the pace, you know, going forward the last, like, I don't know, half mile or so, you'll feel a little bit better. But just start getting your legs underneath you, start really slow, deep breath, and then by the time you get to the paved road, you should be, hopefully, able to finish. That's the home stretch. You're almost done when you're at that point. Hard part is over, so... So that is tip two, pace that first run.
Tip number three, take planned breaks. So in the body weight movements, whether you're in the pull-ups, whether you're in the push-ups, or whether you're in the squats, a terrible idea is, let's just see how many I can do, and when I can't do any more, I'll take a break. Because once you go to failure, the breaks that you have to take are much, much longer. So the planned breaks, what they do is, one, if you plan on doing, let's say, two rounds of Cindy before you take a break, or let's say you plan on getting through three sets of five pull-ups before you take a break, that break, you walk over, you get a little bit of water, you get a little bit of chalk, and you're back at it. So you're not just mindlessly walking around as your push-up muscles start to come back with feeling in them, but rather they're planned, they're small, you look at the clock, you take 5 seconds, you take 10 seconds, and you're back on it. Over the course of a 45-minute workout, that adds up a lot, but timing isn't what's most important. What's most important is completing it, and not going to failure is going to be the best way to kind of keep you on track and complete that.
Awesome. So there's tip three. Take planned breaks in the bodyweight movements. Number four, this is kind of huge always in CrossFit, but what happens between the ears is kind of something that can really help or hurt you. So this is definitely a long workout, especially the push-ups for me. I know that you can start to get in your head and you're like, I'm only on 20. You know, I have 3,000 left. This is great.
No, but honestly, if you look, 180 push-ups left, that's...
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a hard number to look at. Yeah.
So, you know, like, kind of going off of what Justin said, like taking those breaks and having a plan. And I know a lot of people have whiteboards next to them and they kind of cross out as they progress through. And, you know, having a good attitude, which can be tough. But staying focused on your task. Okay, I got 10 more, just break it up. You know, we're all doing it together and it's obviously for something kind of bigger than what we're doing anyway. So as long as you get through it, try your best, like that's awesome. It's a tough workout, but you guys can definitely, everyone can do it, whether you do it by yourself or with a friend or whatever. It's definitely a doable workout.
Which brings us to our last one. And most I don't know important. If I've said this before, but this one's definitely the most important. Is have fun. Right? So it is definitely one of the coolest things we get to do at the port. It is something that is much bigger than simply coming in and doing a workout. And obviously the workout is named after Michael Murphy, who was a Navy SEAL who lost his life in combat. And it's just one example of millions of men and women in the armed forces that sacrificed their lives for our freedoms. So this is just a small kind of microscope of a community who is celebrating something bigger than themselves, and we get to do that, which should be on a beautiful Memorial Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be not rain.
For the first time in like 4 years, together with the group of my favorite people and Sophie's favorite people, we get to do something we love, which is exercise, and it has a bigger meaning behind it. So remember, in the worst of it, we don't have to work out every day. We get to work out every day because of the brave men and women in our armed forces. So when things get tough and your legs feel like jello, just remember that. Keep moving.
Right. All right, so there are five tips. Be realistic and either scale or break up the workout. Pace that first run. Take plan breaks. Have a plan. Be mentally prepared. So have a positive attitude during the whole thing. And then lastly, have fun. So we will hopefully see a lot of you on Monday. We will open the doors at 8 o'clock and get you guys rocking and rolling.
Drink lots of water.
Lots of water.
We'll see you then.